Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. When we think about Moses freeing the Israelites, we often think about a great social liberator. You know, someone like Gandhi or Braveheart, who fights to gain freedom for his people from an unjust oppressor. And that's true on one level. The Egyptians did horribly mistreat the Israelites, and God did save his people from that unjust oppression. But freedom doesn't exist for the sake of freedom. And God didn't liberate his people just so they could be liberated from the Egyptians. God freed his people so they could be free to worship him. Because at the end of the day, that's the only freedom worth having. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. When God spoke to Moses out of the burning bush and gave him the mission of freeing the children of Israel, he was very clear that this was in order that they might worship him. God said, I will be with you, and this will be your sign that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. And initially, when Moses has his first audience before Pharaoh, Moses doesn't demand that the Israelites be set free forever. Actually, all he asks is for enough time for the people to go out into the wilderness and worship God, and then they'll come back. Moses said to Pharaoh, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast for me in the wilderness. The God of the Hebrews has come to meet us and said, Let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may offer sacrifice to the Lord our God. He doesn't start by saying, My people need political freedom. My people need democracy. My people need fair working conditions. My people need elected representation. My people need an autonomous system of government. No, he says, God wants his people to be given enough time to worship him. And you, Pharaoh, have to let them do that. Now, of course, eventually, God will grant the Israelites complete political liberation from the Egyptians because Pharaoh won't let them go 3 days to worship him. So God does want his people to be free, but God wants their freedom so they will be free to serve and worship him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Starting with America, religious freedom has become something deeply valued by democratic nations in many parts of the world, especially the West. The Catholic Church celebrates religious freedom, which is based on the very nature of the human person whose dignity enables him freely to assent to the divine truth which transcends the created order. We are made to know and love God, and neither conviction nor love are things that can be forced on people. They're free. We need governments to give people the space and the time to find the truth, and once they've found it, to do their best to live up to it. But here's the thing. Religious freedom exists for the sake of religious practice. Freedom is for the sake of the worship of God. The most important thing is the worship of God, which means if we have freedom to practice our faith, but we don't practice it, well, then we're totally missing the point. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. As I said, freedom is about giving people the space to find God, to worship him, and to serve him. That's the freedom God wanted for his chosen people, Israel. He wanted Pharaoh to give them the space to go out in the desert and worship him with a feast and a sacrifice. Now, he wants us to come together and worship him in the Mass, which is the supreme feast and the supreme sacrifice and the supreme worship. The problem is that people so easily use their freedom, including religious freedom, as an excuse just to do whatever they want. That's not what the right to religious freedom is. As the Catechism says, the right to religious liberty is neither a moral license to adhere to error nor a supposed right to error. In other words, religious freedom isn't an excuse to avoid the truth. It's the opportunity to follow the truth. So, is that how we're using our freedom? After all, look at how much freedom we have. Look at all the free time we have, the disposable income we have, the way we're allowed, if we want, to go to Mass and live as Christ teaches. Are we doing that? Are we making the most of our religious freedom? Or has God set us free to worship Him in vain? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. The freedom God granted to the chosen people was supposed to be used for his worship, for his honor. When they followed Moses into the desert, they had to decide whether they would use their new freedom to honor God or simply do their own thing. Really, they had to make the choice of whether they would worship God or worship themselves by doing their own thing. Isn't that really what it is? To worship yourself by doing your own thing? Now, during Lent, here we are, following Christ out into the desert for 40 days. And it's a good time to ask the question, am I using my freedom to worship God? Or am I using my freedom to do my own thing, to worship myself? This is kind of a tough examination of conscience, isn't it? But it's one that we need to do. Maybe we need to take a little time as a resolution today and a piece of paper and a pen and just assess, am I using my freedom, my time, my money, all the freedoms I have to really love, worship, and serve God? Or just to do my own thing? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, you know Our Lady has asked us to do two things, to pray the rosary every day and to pray with others, to form rosary groups. So I really want to invite everyone this Lent to answer the call of Our Lady to do these two things. Now, we have some really special Lenten meditations each day with the Rosary podcast. Plus, we will be praying the Rosary live each night at 7 p.m. Central Time on our free app, Daily Rosary Meditations. And then, secondly, if you'd like to join a rosary group, or if you need helpful tips to start your own rosary group, or maybe the people in your life, they're just not interested in the rosary or even Jesus yet, We even have strategies to help you. And we can give you personal help. All you have to do is click Lent 2025, the link below, Lent 2025, and Nick will give you personal help to take your next right step this Lent. Well, Teresa, what struck you with this or meditation? What caught your attention?
I was kind of thinking about Sundays as a day of rest. I feel like I talk to so many people that don't take that seriously, and I've even struggled with it because it's easy to look at Sunday as, well, it's an extra day, and I should utilize all my time well.
But an extra day for whom?
But we tend to bleed
serve
over.
Whom?
We tend to bleed over and be like, oh, well, I used up every day of the week. I used up Saturday. I have some free time on Sunday, though. And I'm not saying you should do nothing on Sundays. I would even argue that we can push elevator buttons on Sundays. But we should be going to Mass, spending time with our loved ones. We should be spending time in holy leisure. We should be spending time with God on Sunday. But there's just this tendency to focus on, well, it is important that I make more money, so it would just be good if I took a few more shifts on Sunday. Now, that's not to say there are some jobs where it's necessary you work on Sunday. If you work in a hospital, people don't just not get sick on Sundays. I have a friend who works labor and delivery. She often works on Sundays because, funny enough, usually you don't just decide what day you're going to go into labor. Sometimes you do, but it happens. And someone does have to be there. But we tend to lean towards Sunday as a day of rest doesn't matter. We don't take that very seriously now. And again, I'm including myself in that.
Well, think of it this way. This is a really important point with the Exodus. So in the Exodus, the Israelites had lived for 400 years in Israel. And in that time, they forgot about God. They began to worship all the idols, all the gods of the Egyptians, and became just like the Egyptians.
Mm.
And they became enslaved. We're going to see in as we go through these meditations that the plagues were God was executing his justice on each of the so-called gods of the Egyptians. The Egyptians worshipped the sun. They worshipped the Nile River. They worshipped frogs. They worshipped cattle. They worshipped all these things. And each of the plagues was God striking down one of the Egyptian gods. But the biggest god, idol, was themselves.
Mm-hmm. I think this is such a... I'll let you... Sorry.
I want to tie this together that... Look at how... So Moses comes and says to Pharaoh, listen, you got to let them go 3 days so they can worship God. And look how Pharaoh fights.
Mm-hmm.
Pharaoh fights against God by making the Israelites so busy that they can't go and worship God.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Satan fights. And that's the trap we fall into. We make ourselves so busy that we can't worship God.
Mm-hmm. And it just specifically struck me because when I when I argue with people about taking off Sundays, usually the argument is, well, I have to work for my children. And I find that interesting in combination with Pharaoh's greatest fear is losing his firstborn. And it's still, that's harsh.
Because the firstborn was worshipped.
It is the idol in that case, because it says we're not trusting God to take care of us and our family. And I'm not minimizing how difficult that is. But find any other day to work. Find anything else to cut out before Sundays.
Workaholism is a worship of self.
It's a worship of money.
Which is a worship. It's all a worship.
And just for the stability. But I get it. But just because it's hard doesn't mean it's...
It in the end, it all...
You can't keep making that exception.
It just comes down to, will we worship God or will we worship ourselves? So, and now think about this. Here's where we're going with the Exodus. That the one of the gods the Egyptians worshipped was sheep, a lamb.
Mm.
So when God commands the Israelites to slaughter the lamb, he's telling them, you got to kill what you think is a god. You got to make a choice. Mm. And the Israelites said, no, Lord, we worship you. And he said, prove it to me. Sacrifice it.
Mm-hmm. We forget that this is the, I guess there are multiple aspects of sacrifice, but it's saying, I put you first. I give this thing completely. I will throw this thing aside. I will throw this thing away. I will kill this thing for you.
So Sunday is a day where we say, I worship you, Lord. And he says, prove it to me. Set everything else aside.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't set it aside, we don't worship God. We worship ourselves. Set it aside. And so now what have we done? What have we put in its place? Football.
Football.
Football owns Sunday now. Hey, I like sports.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Kansas City Chiefs. I want them to win. But the NFL has become a horrible idol.
I agree. This is even, I adore hockey, but I know that there's this line that I get very close to towing all the time, which is when I set aside things or people I love to watch hockey, and I'm not spending time with them because I'm watching it, and... It's hard. It becomes a priority. It really does.
I thought you were going to say the blue line. For people who know hockey. There is a line.
There,
it's the blue line.
There are multiple lines. And one of them is the blue line.
But think about that. It all boils down to, do we worship God or do we worship ourselves? And we prove that we worship God very simply by sacrificing all else, setting things, everything else aside, mm-hmm. to worship God in the Mass on Sunday, and then to love Him in His people, to love Him mm-hmm. in His people by spending time mm-hmm. with family.
Not to say the other things aren't good, but that He is the greatest good.
Yep. I love digging into the Exodus because it has so much to teach us.
This has been beautiful. Hard, but beautiful.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.